thoughts?
Excitement. You know, we put a lot of work into it, so to have finally have the regular season here, it's an exciting time.
When you look back your days in Cleveland, Chuck Kyle, your high school coach, but how important was that guy to you and your development?
Definitely built a strong foundation for me football-wise, really that's where, you know, I'd always loved baseball. So when I got to St. Ignatius, here you have a legendary coach, Coach Kyle, play in front of 20,000 people, which, you know, I'm sure down here in Texas it's similar to that, but you're playing in front of a lot of people. It's the you know, electrifying kind of crowd and excitement, and that's really where my love from baseball really turned to football.
Brian, when you Brian, when you see the Chiefs, you talk about their front seven, Justin Houston, Tom Mahaly, how important is it just to get the football out quickly and be very decisive in what you do just because of the quickness that they usually penetrate the pocket?
Sure. I mean, they're two of the top guys in the league when it comes to pass rush, and then you mix in some of those other veteran guys that they have in there. Obviously, that's one of the strengths, but also, you know, the way that they play, it allows the guys in the back end to play well too. So obviously, we're very aware of those guys.
When you guys, when Bill announced you as a starter, he said one of the things he wanted to see was the offense being able to get some more consistency, you know, knowing who the guy is. Have you seen that improving in the last 2.5 weeks?
I think, you know, for us, now as you get down to the 53-man roster, you know who's going to be out there. That's kind of always going to come, I think. So, you know, you're getting more reps with the guys that are going to be playing, and you're kind of tweaking things and getting them fine-tuned. So I think, you know, we've improved, but we have a long way to go.
Brian, what do you expect from the running backs? You know, preseason's a little hard to judge because it's not like you're really game planning, but what do you expect from Alfred Blue and those guys?
Yeah, I have a lot of faith in all those guys. I mean, I've told you before, I was on the other side of Blue's coming out party last year, 200 yards rushing. So, you know, between him, Polk, obviously he's made a name for himself with the Hard Knocks, the Bang Bang Chicken and Shrimp. Grimes, you know, all those guys are more than capable of carrying the load.
In terms of just kind of getting your first regular season start as the guy at NRG, you talked about excitement. What other emotions do you have as you head into this one?
Yeah, really, I think excitement is probably the best one to describe it. You know, I haven't played a regular season game here since my rookie year when I was with the Patriots. And, you know, I remember the crowd being loud then. And now, you know, from what I hear, you know, when they start playing Turn Down for What, you know, this place is going to be rocking. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. And, you know, I've heard how great the fans are. Obviously, I was able to experience it for those first two preseason games. But, like you said, those are preseason games. So I know that, you know, the fans will be ready to be coming on Sunday.
You like that song, though?
Oh, yeah.
How have the last 5 weeks been different for you this year leading up to starting the opener than they were for you last year, maybe mentally?
I don't know. It's hard to compare. I think for me, you know, I'm just excited to be where I'm at. I feel really at home here as far as, you know, knowing the coaches, knowing the system, getting to know my teammates. You know, I can't say enough about those guys, the guys that are in that locker room. We come out every day and we work really hard. And, you know, there's really never a time where you see guys kind of taking a play off. I think we go hard every play, you know, it's hot out there. We push through that. You know, so I think really you look around and you see the mental toughness in that locker room, and it's one of the best I've been around.
Do you have pretty good confidence in what you and your offensive guys can do so you can focus on Kansas City and have a feeling of what will work, what you like?
Yeah, for sure. I think once you get past training camp and you get into the regular season, you really, you know, start looking at the other teams you're going to be playing. So we've put a lot of time in on studying Kansas City. Have a ton of respect for them. You know, we talked about their front seven, and then you look at the guys in the back end, and when those guys in the front seven are getting after the quarterback, those guys in the back end are making plays. So we have a lot of respect for those guys, and, you know, we're doing our best to prepare for them.
Not trying to get you to talk about the past, but moving forward, do you see this as a second chance for you, another opportunity to prove that you are a 16-game NFL starting quarterback that can win and put a team in the playoffs?
I think, obviously, I'm thankful for this opportunity, and I've worked hard to get back to this point. So, you know, really, for me at this point, it's, you know, the work really starts, and you got to take it one day at a time, one game at a time. So, for me, I'm so focused on, you know, how we're going to beat Kansas City. That's all that's going through my mind. As I'm sitting here talking to you guys, I'm thinking about what they're going to do in the red area, how they're going to play us on third down. And I think that's the only really mentality you can take towards this position as being a quarterback in the NFL.
Brian, are you confident about, you know, you guys didn't get much work on, you know, under the lights, so to speak, but to carry, you know, the passing relationships with DeAndre Hopkins, Cecil Shorts, and Nate Washington from practice field to Sunday. Do you feel like you guys are getting enough out there on the practice field that it's an easy transition?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, the only time you really truly feel prepared and ready to go is when you know you've put the work in. And I know that, you know, between me and all of those receivers, we've put a ton of amount of work in, a ton of reps, a ton of meeting time. I think we're all on the same page. So, you know, I feel really good about that.
With Sean Smith out, you could possibly see a lot of the rookie Marcus Peters and a second-year guy in Phillip Gaines. Not a ton of film to go off on those. How do you plan to attack those guys when it's young guys without a lot of film on them?
Yeah, you try to watch every rep that they play, obviously. You know, Peters is a first-round draft pick, so when you're a corner draft in the first round, you know, you're usually pretty good. And Gaines, a high draft pick last year, went to Rice, so I talked to Covington, tried to get as many tips as I could about that. But, you know, he's got obviously more plays on film. But, you know, both very talented guys, fast. And like I said, when the rush is coming up front, it makes them that much better.
In terms of Justin Houston, just specifically when you watch the tape, what do you see from him? What separates him from the other pass rushers and kind of puts him in that J.J. Watt type of class?
Yeah, I mean, not to get into comparisons, but I just think you look at the production, you look at the way he, you know, I think between him and Ali, both of those guys, their motors just never stop. And you have a lot of respect for guys that come out and play hard on every play, and obviously their results show for it.
Hey, Brian, when you came out of college, you didn't get drafted. Was there a particular guy that you either might have even had personal contact with or anybody that you followed that kind of inspired you to say, well, you know, nobody thought too much of him, and look what he's accomplished. Was anybody like that in your history?
Well, I mean, I kind of had a great guy to look up to in New England. He was a sixth-round draft pick, and he's the greatest quarterback of all time. So, you know, I kind of saw that from him on a daily basis. And I think from my own, you know, standpoint, when you feel like you're overlooked, you're always trying to prove people wrong.
Was there anybody? I mean, obviously, Tom is, you know, he towers above everybody sure. else in that category. Was anybody else that you can, like, for example, like a Rich Gannon or a Rob?
No, I you know, I've talked to Rich, you know, because of him covering games and stuff, and obviously a similar situation. But other than, you know, that, I really didn't have anyone really to reach out that I knew that had been in a similar situation. So I think for me it was more the personal motivation and obviously seeing the guy that I was playing behind had gone through it and was ready when his moment was called.
Is it easy to develop chemistry with DeAndre Hopkins? And what are some of the things that you start to see getting really good when that works well?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said before, we've put a lot of time into it. So not just with Hop, but all those guys, they're all willing to work, you know, stay after practice, make sure we get it right until we know it's right. So, you know, when you're willing to put the time in, the chemistry is going to naturally develop.
Talked a lot about that Cleveland-Houston game last year. When you faced and saw J.J. Watt in that game and then seeing him here, how hard was he as a quarterback to prepare for, and was he able to mix up looks to confuse you?
Well, I think, you know, you, as a quarterback, you're conscious of him not only because of the pass rush but because of how many balls he bats down. So I think, you know, you think about that. And then as far as in the running game, you think about, you know, trying to run away from him. I mean, he really, you know, I look back to that game and he hits the ball to my hand on a third down play. He recovers a fumble. I mean, he catches a touchdown. I mean, he was so impactful in several different areas. It just seems like he's always, you know, around to make a play. And I think, you know, being from on the other side of it, you're always trying to be aware of where he is.
All right.
Thanks, guys.